railway station was a very busy place. In addition to passengers travelling to London, quite a few of the important people in the village travelled to London every day, as there were hardly any cars about then. It also included the coal yard, which was very busy. The coal merchant was a Mr. Ralph Webb, who had a series of flat-bottom four-wheel trucks which used to go round villages delivering sacks of coal. They were all prepared in the coal yard.
Which year would this be, Keith? Roughly?
Well, it was all in the 20s.
In the 1920s, thank you.
As regards the rail, we had, in addition to the passenger trains, we had two goods trains a day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, that stopped at Meldrett and shunted off all the full trucks and collected all the empty trucks. And in those days, there was a raised ramp where the car park is now. It raised alongside a rail siding, so that any vehicles bringing fruit or veg or anything to be loaded could pull up onto the ramp and put it straight into the trucks. Mostly box trucks they were. It was quite a performance with the goods train coming in and having to pull up and shunt trains off into the sidings. And that, once they were in the sidings, they were then moved by two horses. There were stables there just inside the station gate where the two horses were kept. I can't tell you the names of the horses now. At the latter part of the time, it was a Mr. Mead who was the horse keeper, and he used to pull all the trucks about as after the goods train had gone and they wanted them moved somewhere else. He did it with these two horses. And there was also, which is still there, a big goods shed, well, now a factory, but the big goods shed, they had a weigh bridge outside, everything that came in was weighed, and everything that went out that was weighed. And all goods, like large parcels or anything like that, they were all dispatched from this goods shed. And also, as I mentioned, there was an extension line put from the station up to the Wadden Road cement works to enable the coke to go to the cement works for burning the chalk, and also to bring the cement back, as there were no lorries about then as such. So there were some very interesting people that used to use the line. One was Mr. Hubert Ellis. He was something high up in law in London, and everyone upset him in any way. His stock phrase was, "I'll have the law on you." especially us boys, whenever he called us on any of his property.